Everybody, it's Dean. Welcome to our Money Making Websites call for November. Wow, time really kind of flies here, doesn't it? So, November, a couple of things. There's too many things I want to tell you about. It's all very exciting. November, let me think where I want to start. Okay, first of all, then, I think the most exciting thing that I'm most excited about is GoGoClients.com is now available, which is the project that I've been working on for quite some time here, getting everything all set up so that we're clearing the path to create a one site with all of my programs, all of the things with getting listings, with finding buyers, with the world's most interesting postcard, all built into one thing. We don't have to jump back and forth between things. It's got the one hub where we can have the all the landing pages. We can have all the autoresponders built right in. We have the toll-free voicemail hotlines, and now a new technology where people can just text their email address to opt in to your site, to your website, or request things, and a contact management system all built right into one program. So this is like a multi-phase project here, and the first phase of that is now ready, GoGoClients.com. And now that's going to be the platform that we're in the process now of loading in all of my programs, all of the postcards and the landing pages and the email autoresponder series, all those things into GoGoAgent.com, which will be built on that GoGo Clients platform. So it's all very exciting. It's gonna be just a few more weeks for GoGo Agent to get going. But if you want to start out on GoGoClients.com, you can go there. It's all the same tools, and then we'll just be able to switch everything to GoGo Agent and get all the programs preloaded in there for you. So that's what I've been kind of working on. And then the next phase of all of this is to get our money-making websites integrated into the whole thing so that we can have everything in one location and we don't need to count on GetResponse, or we don't need to use a separate provider for the toll-free voicemail. And all of the contact management stuff will be able to track your seven-step connection process and track people as leads build out everything into it, and keep all of your before, during, and after unit people all in one place. So this is like the culmination of a lot of stuff that's gone into that. So I'm very excited about that. GoGoClients.com. Now, the other thing that I'm very excited about is November. It's one of, I think, the best months to kind of set the stage for your year. Now, if you were at the Internet Academy in February, we talked about the whole process of going into Julie Matthews' business and more than doubling her business in 1 year. And when the very first thing that we did in anticipation of starting in January to really kind of put a full press onto growing her business as much as we could, the very first thing that I had her do in getting ready for this is to pick out her top 150. She had her, 500 or 600 people in her contact database that she would annually send a Christmas calendar to, where it was one of those magnet calendars that she would send out to everybody, and they could put it on their fridge That was the extent of her entire marketing program to her after unit. And so what I had her do was pick out her top 150, and I think initially it was 130 people who were sort of local and ones that if she saw them at the grocery store, she sells seashells. If she saw them at the grocery store, she would stop, she'd recognize them by name, and she'd have a conversation with them. And I had her send a Thanksgiving letter to those people just to start the communication. And it was just no business purpose to it, no, you know, nothing, no agenda, just really catching up with those people. You know how people send at Christmas a, you know, the letter, you may get them from your family or, you know, people, your long lost friends, people that your lifelong friends that you've had, they may send a letter that kind of summarizes the year. And I always think those are really nice to kind of, you know, get, especially when they're people that you don't see all the time. You know, you kind of get caught up in that year. But I also think that Christmas is really a pretty busy time for that. You know, you get, there's a lot of noise around Christmas, and it's hard to kind of stand out or get noticed, or you may get lost in all of that activity and all the cards and everything that's coming in the mail. So Thanksgiving is one of those things that's far less, you get far less communication. Not very many people send out Thanksgiving cards, let alone sending out Thanksgiving letters. And so I would encourage you, if the ramping up the after unit of your business is going to be on your agenda for 2014, then I would start now with a Thanksgiving letter to your clients and just catch them up on everything that's happened in the year, just like you were writing, you know, a summary of all of your life events, all the things that happened in your world in the last year, all the things you're kind of looking forward to. That's a nice little communication, just as a friend to a friend, people who you would recognize by name, have a conversation with, the people that you actually have a relationship with. And that would be a great start if you are just going to be getting going with really focusing on your after unit in 2014. And it's also a great addition to if you already have a built-out after unit where you are already sending people the world's most interesting postcard or sending them a newsletter or, you know, keeping in touch with them on a real orchestrated basis. That's something that would be a nice addition to that. You know, when I talk about sending things like a birthday card or a Thanksgiving letter, those two things at least are things that are, you know, no business agenda to those. Those are relationship agenda things. So very, I would recommend that highly if that's something that you're going to focus on next year. I'm also very excited about the results that are coming from doing one a week market maker calls. And I've talked about this on the last couple of calls, but I have my mastermind group in Toronto, and I've challenged them from September to December. It was 10 weeks between when we were going to get together to once a week at least to make 10 market maker calls. And that means when I talk about the referral process, about how referrals happen and the three things that have to take place, they have to, you know, your clients, in order to refer you, they have to notice that the conversation's about real estate, they have to think about you, and they have to introduce you into the conversation or introduce the idea. Now, where that works for you is to do exactly the same thing, is to think through your week, think through who am am I showing homes to this week? Who am I going over to see about selling their house this week? And when you're doing that, if you can kind of bolt onto your, you know, ritual that you normally have, which would maybe searching for homes for them, or putting together the CMA to go out and talk to somebody about selling their house, that you make a call or make a list of the people who live in those neighborhoods who are your clients in your top 150, the people who maybe have responded to your getting listings postcards, or maybe even the people in your Get Response account, the people who have come to your website and left their name and their email address. So those people, if you just start to think, you know, you notice I'm showing houses this week to somebody who's looking for a townhouse. You start to think, well, who do I know that lives in the townhouses, and how can I introduce it to them? And it could be as simple as an email or a quick call to them. And, you know, the basics of the call are just very simple. Hey, Kim, I'm showing houses to some people from Atlanta this weekend. There's only a few on the market. Have you heard anybody in River Run talking about selling their townhouse? We may be able to match them up with this couple from Atlanta. That little email to the right person is the perfect thing. Or if somebody has responded to your getting listings postcards, if you were to say, hey, I just got off the phone with a couple from Atlanta. They're coming to town to look at townhouses, and I remember looking up your house online when we sent you the report on Winter Haven townhouse prices a couple of months ago. I'm not sure what your plans are, but I thought I'd send a quick email and see if maybe I could tell them about your house. That might be a very easy thing for you to do. And if you got into the habit of doing that, you would find that it's free money. It's found money. I mean, we've had, I have lost count, but I'll have an official tally after December for everybody. But I know we've had at least 7 or 8 transactions from that one process, from a listing or somebody has bought a home from those calls since September. Just with this one group of 12 people, committed to making 10 calls between September and December. So I'll get the full report on that for you. But I get calls and emails from the people who are doing it saying, I did that and I got a listing, or I got a buyer. And so imagine if you were to orchestrate that process, that you get into that habit of doing it. I'm willing to risk sounding like a broken record talking about this one idea, but I know that it's the one thing that if you just add this to whatever you're doing, it's absolutely found money for you. So, it's all very exciting. I talked a lot about it in February. I'm going to actually post up a link to the on our Facebook page. I'll put it on the daily dashboard for the book and the CDs from the Academy that we did in February, the 10 money getting ideas for your real estate business, because we talk all about this process in we had a great discussion about that. So it's in the book and the CDs. And I think if you just looked at maybe implementing these 10 things into your business over the next 12 months, it would be phenomenal what could happen. So I'm very excited about 2014. I think in most places the market is coming back. The prices are up, the activity is up, and everybody, just that general sense of positivity is back. So I'm very excited to see what can happen. So there's that's my short list this week. I really just want to make sure that if you are going to focus on your after, you want to improve those results, that sending that Thanksgiving letter is a great opportunity for you to do that. And it's easy to do. It just has to be a one-page letter, maybe a picture of you and your family, or maybe even just you doing something, if you'd had a bucket list moment this year, or something that just has a picture on it and a nice letter story of what's happened for you through the year and maybe what you're looking forward to in 2014. Wishing everybody a happy Thanksgiving. That's a very, very nice thing. And I know everybody kind of agrees that, yeah, that is. But now's the time, if that's something that you're going to do. This is harvest time for that. Thanksgiving's in just a couple of weeks from today. So you've got time to, execute on that. Just block off. I call them 50-minute focus finders. If you just kind of block off 50 minutes of your time and get in a space where there's no interruptions, no telephone, no internet, no, people going to be interrupting you, and just get that done. Just spend 50 minutes, write a nice little letter, and then get it off to your top 150. And I think it'll be a good foundation for you for building on the relationship for next year. So, okay, let's chat. If anybody's got any questions or anything that they want to talk about or anything they're excited about, *6 on your phone, and that will bring you into the queue. I'd love to hear if anybody has had any experience making any of these market maker calls, or if there's any blocks about that, or anything, any questions that you have, whatever you want to talk about, open line, *6 on your phone. Here we go.
Good morning, Dean Jackson. It's Jeff Morris in Chicago.
Hello, Jeff Morris. How are you?
I'm doing fabulous. I
Good.
have a question not to do with the matchmaker specifically, but
Okay.
more basic as it pertains to the Craigslist ads that
Yep.
you produce for us. You're probably aware that the URLs have changed as far as what Craigslist is allowing.
Tell me what that is, because I just heard on the periphery some news about how they're allowing that. So tell us all what you know about that.
I'll tell you what, let me just poke up one as we speak. Whereas before you had, the graphic, it was a very good looking ad, and
Yeah.
people, all they had to do was basically punch an icon, and that would take them to, the locked in. Now the URL is not functional, and so the language is still there, but the website itself, the address only appears without the linked connection. So somebody would literally have to, cut and paste it and then go to the website, which I think is probably going to lose a lot of people. And then,
Okay,
at
interesting.
least
So
in my
they've
opinion,
basically cut out the linking away from Craigslist function. Is that what it is?
yeah, it's just
Okay.
a very plain ad. And then in my area, I'm not sure if this is all over the country, but in Chicago at least, they've instituted where you've got to be more specific about the zip code, and so it's showing, the address now of what we're listing, which is fine, but it's just that it doesn't have the functionality. And I thought, well, probably other people have experienced that problem with you, and you might be working on a workaround.
Yeah, and this is because it's all relatively just coming down, just evolving. So I'm glad that you have had some experience. I'd love to hear anybody else with if they've had any experience with what's happened with
I
that.
don't
But
know. I'm not sure if this is an appropriate time, Dean, but if you'd like, I can, email you the link to this ad I'm looking at.
okay, perfect. That would be great. I'll take a look because the thing that if we always have to just be ready to adapt with things, the biggest frustration as for me, for on behalf of you guys, is that having these third party things that are kind of constantly changing. And they're looking that in Craigslist mind, they want people on Craigslist. They don't want their site used as just a springboard to send people somewhere else, So I get that, and we have to adapt and make the most of what however it is. And what we've always found with Craigslist is that its effectiveness is really kind of depends on the local market of how, because they're kind of self-policed in a way that some people, they don't have people who get all up in arms if you post a link on an ad. But some people would flag ads, just because they're different, So this may be something that we just have to adapt with. So you can put a URL, the printed the letters, but you can't have it active as a link. Is that what you're saying? It's the change now?
Right. The
Yeah.
appearance is completely different. You know, it was a very nicely done, with the graphic
Yeah.
appearance that stood out from just about every other ad out there.
Sure.
And now it's just like, anybody that any Joe Lunchbucket that puts up an ad for their motorcycle, it looks comparable to anything that anybody's posting, other than the fact that it
So
just is
they've
lost.
disabled, are they disabled like the HTML function of the ads so that every you have to upload, because I'd heard that too about the pictures, that you have to upload pictures through their system now?
Yeah, the
Okay.
pictures are gone, and
Yeah.
I haven't tried, adding a photograph to it. I just figured I saw that you were going to have your call today, and I would just, give you
Yeah.
or ask that question because it's affecting
Yeah.
other people besides myself. Would you want me to
Perfect.
send this, like an example to you, or post it on the Facebook page,
Oh,
or what's
post it
best
on
for
our
you?
Facebook group. Yeah, post it on our Facebook group. That would be great. That
Okay.
way everybody can see it.
Okay. I will do that.
Okay. Thank you so much. And that's good because that way, we'll collectively we'll work out the workaround and figure out what's the best practice that we can use within the new rules, That's what we have to do all the time.
Well, and it's possible that amongst your audience today, other people have already worked it around, so we'll see
I'd love
what
to
happens
hear.
there.
Yeah, perfect. Thanks for bringing that up, Jeff.
All right. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Okay, guys, star six on your phone. Let's talk. Want to hear, I mean, we got so many things we could talk about. We could talk about Thanksgiving letters. We could talk about those market maker calls. We could talk about Craigslist. We could talk about GoGo clients. We could do whatever. We got lots to talk about here. So here we go.
Hey Dean, it's Audrey. How are you?
Audrey Shea and Associates Real Estate.
And Associates, it's great to hear your voice.
Good to hear your voice.
Thank you. I had some questions about market maker calls,
Yeah.
and they when you're with all of our let's see, ways to communicate, email, texting, calls. Were in this program, or are you suggesting to just make calls, or are you suggesting to change up the communications with, texts and emails, that kind
I
of
think
thing?
so. Here's what we're finding is that I think the very easiest thing for this is email. That if you are, and this is one of the things I'm going to build right into GoGo Agent, is this sort of market maker module where we'll be able to tag your clients to show, a number of different elements that you show, where they live, maybe the neighborhood name, the type of home, the price range, the we figured out with Chuck Charlton was tagging people with the price range that you use from your guide. So if he's got the guide to Milton, and instead of putting the prices, we put the price range so that as the prices go up, price range C is still price range C. So you could tag your clients with that. So you imagine that scenario that I was talking about. Every week you sit down and you look at your week and you say, who am I showing houses to this week? And there's could be one people, two people, three people, whatever it is. You start noticing what's going on in your world. And you're saying, okay, I'm working with this couple from Atlanta, and they're looking for a townhouse. Now, the thing, the ritual that you would normally have is you're going to go and research on the MLS, the townhouses and the properties that you might select to show them. And what I'm saying is to kind of add on to that ritual now, this thought that, well, who do I know that has a townhouse? And you could go into your clients, you can search for townhouse or whatever, maybe a name of some of those, the neighborhoods, if somebody's looking in a specific neighborhood. And you see that you may have three people who live in townhomes. And you could send just a short email to them that says just what I just as easy as what I said, hey, Audrey, I'm showing townhouses to a couple from Atlanta this weekend, and there's not very many on the market right now. Have you heard anybody talking about selling in River Run or whatever the name of the neighborhood is? We may be able to match them up with this couple from Atlanta, Audrey. That's the simplest thing. Now, what I challenged the group to do was to do that 10 times between September and December, to just do it once a week for 10 weeks and see what happens. You know, so we could get back together in December and we'd have some statistics on out of, how many attempts did you make? How many referrals did you get, or how many connections did you make? What happened from that? Just to get a sense of how powerful that really is. And so, like I said, I'm hearing now from people that I know at least 7 or 8 transactions that have come just from September, from just making those emails or calls. You know, sometimes if you have that kind of a relationship with people, you could call them and say the same words, you know?
Yeah, it's so interesting because it's almost like adding another pillar to a business, but it's already from within our business.
Effortless pillar, right? I mean,
yeah,
you just get into that habit that you add the thought process when you're looking through the MLS, you add the process of, you know, when you add the process.
Yeah, absolutely. And then also, obviously the things that they will think about us and our involvement, you know, right away in our activity level in the real estate market, an active realtor. It's a way to keep in touch with them specifically about when they're ready to list their house for sale.
Mm-hmm.
Right? I mean,
absolutely. Yeah.
So, okay.
Now,
great.
What's interesting is that people are reporting to me that what they're finding is even if they don't know somebody right now, that they've been getting calls back from them days later saying, you know, I know you were looking for a townhouse, but I heard this person was talking about selling their house.
Mm-hmm.
So it elevates that in their mind. So that now they're on the job. You know, you've activated their reticular activator, and they're out there thinking about you and working for you, you know?
Mm-hmm.
It's all – I think it's an incredible thing, you know, and that – if you just look at the impact, if you just made 2 of those a week for 50 weeks, 100 attempts, I can't even comprehend or imagine what that might be worth as a pillar to you that is $0 extra, you know?
Right, and it doesn't take a lot of time.
No, it doesn't.
It's because it's already in
the especially if
planning.
We've got it built right into the system where you can easily search and deploy those emails, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And so in the market maker system, the module or the system that you're setting up has a module. It's almost like a reminder to do that.
Exactly. Well, it would be the facility to do that, where you could search, you could tag your clients, and then have the ability to create a group. Just look at, give me all of my people that live in townhouses, or all of my people in price range C. Or all of my people in River Run, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Now, I have a new agent that's working with me, and this concept is great. Can you help me think about something for her to do? Like, she doesn't have a client base, so she would contact her friends and say, and let them know
about
her new client.
Well, think about the same thing. Is map out where she's, no matter what, whether she's got clients or not, she's got 100 people that she knows in the neighborhoods or in town, right? Those people are the ones who she definitely needs to kind of adopt as that's her top 100. They're the ones that she would hope would consider her to be their realtor when the time comes, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so start doing those things. Like, I think it would be great. Is she a brand new agent now or new to your office?
Yeah, she's about three months into the business.
Okay, so what a perfect opportunity for her to pick those 100 people, 150 if she has them, but 100 would be a really great start, and send a Thanksgiving letter to them to start the ball rolling, and then to start sending the world's most interesting postcard just to those people every month as a set it and forget it, build my relationship with these 100 people, and then use those people as the foundation for her, market maker type of things. If you have a meeting, a team meeting, or you have some process for facilitating this, that here's what I'm working on, or here's what you're working on, that you can together think that through, that you just get it in the process of thinking in-house, how can we synergize here? How can we get this, how can we introduce this to the people that we already have a relationship with? And, the top three things for this are starting with your clients, then you're getting listings leads. If you've got leads in a particular neighborhood, all the people who've responded for your reports, and your get response list is another, all the people who've opted into your website. Whenever you're going on a listing, that's a great opportunity. Whenever you're sending out your Market Watch newsletter, to send out and say, hey, I'm just going out to see a couple this weekend about selling their house. They've got a blank, blank, blank. And if that's what you're looking for, let me know and I'll get you all the details before we get it on the market. That's kind of your silent market in action.
Yeah. I'm so interested in communication these days because I keep reading, like with Twitter going public and all that kind of stuff, about how to manage words and communication. And
that when they get the sense that you're only talking to them, like when you're saying it's so much different than, broadcasting out a message to all of your clients saying, dear clients, just want you all to know, that people get lost in that. But if you're sending a message to Kim, who lives in River Run, and you say, I'm showing townhouses, which River Run is a townhouse complex, and you're asking her a very specific thing, it's highly probable that if she was ever going to refer anybody to you, that it would be somebody right there in her neighborhood,
Right. Yep. Okay.
Yeah.
Good. Thank you.
Okay. You're very welcome. Oh, we had somebody else there. Sorry. Star 6 on your phone will bring you into the queue here. Here we go.
Hello, Dean.
Hi.
Hey, it's Ron Cedillo.
Ron Cedillo, how are you?
Doing good, doing good. Hey,
Happy birthday, my friend.
Oh, thank you. Thank you very much. The Thanksgiving letter.
Yes.
I've been doing that for probably 12 years.
Uh-huh.
And my goal is always to be the first thing that they get.
Sure. And, of course, and they're going to get far less of those anyway.
Right.
Yeah.
So that's one of the things that people don't do, highly, highly recommend.
Mm-hmm.
Because
that's
you just stand
great.
Out.
And it's one of those things where now people feel like they're, you know, in contact with you, especially, you know, if you're updating them on family stuff and the whole, you know, it's all, they feel like they're in touch.
Absolutely true. Absolutely true. That's worked really, really well. And, you know, a lot of people do the pie thing, remember? You know,
yeah, right.
We've kind of had a different twist on that this year. We actually made wine. So we put
a label
on our wine. We
that's great. Sodillo Vineyards.
You know what? We didn't do anything with business on it. We just made it very, very – it's just – we basically said from our family to your family. And we have a picture of me and my family. No last name, no promotion of business, nothing. Just we're just people, right?
Yes, right. That's exactly what it is. Because ultimately, the most, the very best thing that can happen to you in any situation is to have a friend in whatever business it is that you need somebody in. That's the highest level, right?
Correct.
And I think that if you really focus on that, you're building, you know, Evan Pagan and I talk about this a lot, this idea of building business friendships, you know, that's really what it is, you know.
Well, you know, over the years, you know, I'm not the quickest guy in the room, but you've always said things, and I've implemented them in my business over time, and they completely, completely work. So one of your I Love Marketing podcast, you guys had Dr. Ivan Meisner.
Yeah.
I've been in that group for 7 years, and the return on investment on that, minimum 30-1.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, isn't that amazing? I mean, I'm excited about these market maker situations, you know, these calls and emails that I've been talking about just adding this as a pillar into your business. If I could get people to just add that thought process that once a week they pause to think, you know, just to notice, who am I working with? Who am I going out to see? And who could I introduce that to? Just that one thing, even if it was just one or two of those a week, the response would be phenomenal, you know?
Oh, I agree, 100%. The reason why I'm actually calling is, quick question regarding your GoGo clients.
Yes.
Okay.
All very exciting.
I used to use the IVRs. I've gotten away from them because we were just too crazy busy.
Right.
Looking to go back into it, does this have an IVR function to it?
If by IVR, are you talking about the free recorded messages?
Correct.
Yes, it does. So that's all included. It's all part of it, that you get an IVR number and along with it a text number that people can text their email address to get your report. So if you're sending out your getting listings postcards, people could go to the website, they could call the free recorded message, or they could text their email to the number and get their report, and it all goes into one place now. So you don't have to, you know, cut and paste it everywhere. And you could tag it so that it automatically adds a to-do or adds an autoresponder series or adds categorizes them into the right group for you. So this has been a long time coming, and I'm very excited about it. I've got an ad. I have a full-page ad in Success Magazine it's the November issue, but it mostly was out last month off the newsstands now, the one with Joel Osteen on the cover. But I've got closing in on 1,000 leads from that one ad, 1,000 responses, and the way it plays out is that we've had 75% of the people go to the website to download the book. 21% of the people texted their phone number texted their email address to the phone number, and 4% have called and left a voicemail message for us. So the texting thing has really had a great uptake. You know, people respond to that. It's easy to do because everybody can. I haven't really ever adopted or been a fan of the short codes
or QR codes. Yeah,
or anything like that, because they're a little bit more complicated. But every single person knows how to text their email address to a phone number. That's what we know how to do, right? So that was how I wanted to really make it easy for people. And then we just respond back. As soon as they text it in, it sends a text back that says, got it. Thanks. What's your name? So I can send you, you know, so I know who we're talking to, basically. And then people can respond back with their name.
And the reason why I'm interested in this is because you had a call earlier regarding Craigslist. You can't put links in. This might, the way I've heard the workaround to this is putting an IVR code, but maybe the text a link or
that could be the thing. Is text your email address to this for all the for the full information.
So I think you've given me the workaround to Craigslist.
That could be, actually. That's a great idea, Jeff. If you're still listening, that could be a great idea, actually, to test that. Because no matter what, everybody's got their phone at you know, within arm's length, you know. And so that's a great idea.
Yeah, because it's been a big concern. People are asking. You know, I have a couple of assistants going, now what do we do? We're getting, you know, these things are showing up as being flagged and being removed. And so I've been on the chat rooms going, okay, who figured this out? People said their IVRs are going in, and I kind of just dropped the IVR a few years ago when we were just too busy to manage it.
Right.
So I've been looking at, okay, who do I go to next? The other thing I want to ask, two more questions. How many team members can I put on this?
I think three initially, and then there can be others, but it would be additional cost for the team members.
And how many landing pages?
There's no limit on the landing pages. Those are all because they're just single-page things.
Last question. Why did it take you so long to do this?
I know, exactly. That's so funny. Oh, my goodness.
No, I actually love it. It has a few workarounds that I've been looking at, and very, very happy with it. And hopefully it's in everything you do. Is it simple? Because I hate training.
Yeah.
Is it
love
simple
it.
To use?
It's very simple. Yeah. Very intuitive. I mean, go and have have it all set up before the call's over. I mean,
awesome.
That's how fast it is, you know?
Okay, because that's what really I like. You know, I love simplicity, and you've trained
absolutely.
Us like Apple, you know, make it easy,
right.
You know.
That's exactly it.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Awesome. I'm glad. Let me know how that works out as the if you're testing it on Craigslist, because that could be the perfect workaround.
Okay, will do.
Okay.
Hey, thanks a lot. And we probably won't see you before this, but happy Thanksgiving. I know you probably celebrated your Canadian Thanksgiving already, right?
Well, I'll be celebrating here. That's right.
All right. Perfect.
Thanks.
Have a good one. Bye.
You too. Hello. Hello. Area code 303-877-2323.
Can you hear me, Dean?
I can hear you.
It's Michelle. Sorry,
Michelle,
I forgot to put my phone on mute. I'm doing good. I forgot that I put my phone on mute, but now we're here.
Okay, good.
Yeah, I was doing other thing, making a bunch of noise earlier. So I have about four different questions. So the first question I'm going to tag on the text thing. So if they text you their email address, do you also capture their phone number?
Of course, yeah.
So then you get their email, phone number, and name, and what else do you need? That's awesome.
That's all you need. That's exactly right.
That's awesome. So that's way cool. So talking about that, you know, that where you're market making calls.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I first think, oh, well, I can't do that because I've got clients that are not looking in the neighborhood where I have my get listings. But could I have some clients that are looking in, like, suburb area? Could I send
yeah.
out an email to other people that aren't necessarily suburb people that say, you know, I have these clients looking for this ranch home like this. Do you know of anybody that's going to be selling their home?
Well, that would be the kind
you
of thing.
You need to make so it more specific.
Yeah, yeah. Well, here's where I think, though, is that I look at it that in all the communications that you're sending out, I look at things that are kind of broadcast opportunities and then things that are very specific opportunities. So that would be the kind of thing that I would put on in the dialogue box of your world's most interesting postcard that you're saying, I'm looking for a this in this neighborhood, right? That goes out to everybody. So now you've got the alert going. But where it gets the most powerful is when you have a very specific client who's in a very specific area and you can send one email to that person. That's what's really going to make this the most powerful. You know, it doesn't have to be go out to a bunch of people, you know?
Right. So if you don't have that specific, that's what I'm saying. So, like, I've got Rick and Patty.
Yeah, but I wouldn't. What I wouldn't do is I wouldn't probably send an email to everybody just with that very frequently. I would use the postcard to do that. And when I send them an email, I want it to be a special thing that it feels like, well, this is, you know, just for me, coming from Michelle, you know?
Okay, that makes sense. Okay,
yeah.
So on to the most interesting postcard now.
Yeah.
So I do send that out to about 100, yeah. I don't know, 10 people-ish. And so I've had some circumstances just recently where some people that, you know, I feel I'm keeping in touch with them. I mail the interesting postcard. I probably call them once or twice a year. Don't necessarily get them. Well, they have sold and moved without me.
How did that happen, Michelle?
How does that happen, Dean?
That's what I want to
know. You know, well, one reason would be that I've been so busy just doing the people that are ringing my telephone. That would be one reason. But how does it happen? That's my question. Like, how does that happen?
Yeah. That's like one of those things that's very, like, that would be kind of disappointing. Like, just like you say, I mean, you say collectively, you know, you say, well, I send them and I touch base with them. But I guess you have to look at it with the individual person, you know? Like, I think somebody who's doing that and they're getting a Thanksgiving letter from you and you send them a birthday card, like a personal birthday card, not something that it was like a, you know, generic birthday card. I think those kind of things, if you're talking to people, it would be very difficult to understand how that could happen, you know?
Right. So that's led me to think that next year, instead of keeping 100 people, that I lop half of those people off and go to 50 people, that I know I'm really touching base with them more on a, you know, once a month level where I really know what's going on with their life. So remember Todd Welsh had that program where he gave them a little button and they'd go over to the restaurant and they were, you know,
yeah,
his top 33 program. So I've been thinking about dropping my 100 for my top 33 program.
Well, I think I would still maintain the, I would still maintain the top level stuff with those top 100, but it would be a good idea to, in addition to that, add on to the top 50 that you really, these are the ones that I really want to take up a personal interest in. And I think it would be really interesting, Michelle, at the end of the year to look at your top 130 or however many you had and look at what was your return on relationship portfolio there. You know, what was your, over the course of the year, how many people did business with you, repeat business, how many people referred somebody else to you, and just get a sense of what your actual return on those relationships was, you know, and then to make some decision about that, you know.
Right. Well, that's a big number. So, like, you know, I'm a coach, and so I recently had to do this for coach, and my repeat referral business is 85% of my business.
Right.
So, a big number.
Mm-hmm. So, that, and that's good to know, right? So, now it's like when you look at it, it's one of those things where I wouldn't go into, you know, I think it would be before you do it. I think this would be an interesting thing is before you do it, I think I would pick who your top 50 would be, like set up, you know, an Excel spreadsheet or a report where you could say, these are my top 130, but rank them in order kind of thing, you know, that these are the top 50 and these are the next 80 or 90 or whatever you have in addition to those 50, and see where that, see where it came from, you know, see, is your top 50, are they actually providing more than the next 90, you know?
Right. So sort of do a lifetime value on them and take a look.
Right.
And see, well,
exactly.
Who's generating the most income? And
yeah.
Make them my top 33 or something.
Exactly. That's the whole
so
thing.
So deeper with them and then, but continue with the most interesting postcard.
But continue to do it. So, yeah, you continue.
Whatever.
Right. You continue to do it. So I think you look at the three levels. You know, you've got everybody who you know and everybody who's in your sphere. And then you've got your top 130, the ones that you'd actually recognize by name or your you'd have a conversation with, and then inside of that, as a subset of that, you've got your top 33, you know?
Okay.
We just did a great call with Perry Marshall that's going to be an I Love Marketing episode in a couple of weeks. He just wrote a new book called 80-20 Marketing, and, you know, it is kind of interesting. I'm sure you're familiar with the 80-20 rule,
yeah.
And you know, I think it would be really interesting to look and see how 80-20 applies to your, you know, to your after unit. And see, you know,
okay.
If here's everybody, and does the top 20%, what do they end up yielding? You know, how does the top 20% yield 80% of the income? You know.
Oh, well, I got one guy that yields 30% of the income. So
well, there you go. And that's the thing. I think if you take it that the 20% of that 20% and the 20% of that 20%, it's almost like, you know, you go these levels and it continues to remain true.
Right.
Kind
so
of freaky.
Then, it is kind of freaky. So I'm going to do a little analysis, figure out what I'm going to do and get a top 33. So then my last question is the go-go client the go-go
yeah.
client? Is
yes.
it, like we use all clients, is it going to be easy to move? We've been doing a lot of work to get my all clients to work really well. And
yeah,
so
absolutely,
because
it's based on the all clients chassis. So absolutely, it's going to be completely easy to transfer everything over.
Okay, good, because, you know, we've spent a lot of time this year getting my database nice, clean, segmented, and really usable. So
perfect.
Hopefully it'll be an easy transition.
Good. Yes, it will. Absolutely.
And when's our next Web Academy?
February. Let me see if I can see what the date. I think I'm let's see. What do we got? Oh, the new Gmail is I got to find where my calendar is. There we go. February. I thought I had maybe picked a date on those yet. Yeah, February 22nd.
Okay. In Orlando?
Yeah.
Okay. I'll put it on my calendar. When's some information going to come out about it?
probably very shortly here. I would before our next. I'll have all the information by our next call here.
Great, thanks. You're
we'll still do it at the
same.
Yeah, we'll still do it at the same place. I think that's always worked out pretty well for us. So.
Holiday Inn, I love that place.
Yeah. It's nice because it's got that open kind of concept where we can all, everybody can get together and stuff. So it's been good to us.
It is good. Well, you're always a wealth of information. Thanks for always making our life so great.
Thank you, Michelle.
You're awesome.
Thanks. Okay. I think we could end the call right there. That's unless somebody else has some other kind of great comments that we could talk about and go from there. So star six on your phone, that will bring you into the queue. Holy cow, it's already 5-1. Okay, here we go. Hello.
Hi, Dean. It's Anne Marie Stone. How are you?
Oh, good. I am great. How are you?
I'm fine. Long time no speak. From sunny California. Hey, I have a question. I missed the very beginning of your call about GoGo Client.
Yes.
Is that up and running now, or is it forthcoming?
It's ready right now.
It is.
So,
okay.
Yeah, GoGo Clients is right now, and then GoGo Clients is for everybody. So all of the marketing people, everything without any of the programs loaded into it. So all the same tools, all the functionality, and now we're making GoGo Agent, which will have all of my programs loaded into it, so it's all in one place. So the getting listings, finding buyers, world's most interesting postcard, getting listings sold, all that stuff is loaded in there in one place. And then the final step will be we're going to integrate our money-making websites so that they all go into that same into the same system. So it's,
okay.
It's
so
been a long time coming.
Yeah, I bet. No, actually, I'm part of all clients also. So that's, and I've spent the year working on segmenting and so forth as well. So once you get it all together, now you're hearing about something else. It's a little overwhelming to think you're going to be starting over again. But since it's not that, that it sounds exciting to just kind of streamline it. So how do you get to it? Do you just
GoGoClients.com.
Okay, all right, because I Googled it, but I didn't pick it up. So
No, we just turned it on 2 days ago. GoGoClients.com.
All right, that sounds good. All right, I see it now. All right, excellent.
There you go.
Okay, I'll play around with it. Sounds great,
okay.
Dean.
Awesome. Thanks.
You're welcome. Thank you. It's nice hearing from you. And I know the Canadian Thanksgiving came and went in October, so happy Thanksgiving for the American one as well.
Thank you. Okay, guys. Well, there we go. At the top of the hour, let's break for now, and then we'll have our next call in December. And I hope you guys have a great Thanksgiving, and make sure and get out that Thanksgiving letter. I think this is, you know, you got about a week right now, really, safely to get that done and get it in the mail, and that'll be a great thing to build a great foundation for taking your relationships with your AFTA unit to the next level in 2014. So there we go. Have a great Thanksgiving, and I will talk to you next time. Bye-bye.